My name is Ellie, and today we'll be reflecting together on Mark chapter 11, verses 15 to 17. Let me read those verses. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of money changers and benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers"? I wonder how easy you find it to pray. I think for many of us it can be difficult to settle down, to have a really good quality time of talking to God. There's so many distractions, so many things to get done, so many demands on our time, demands on our attention. And I have to say, as a mum of three young kids, it's often difficult to get quiet time alone to pray. Our house is often noisy, and there are constant interruptions with three little people clamouring for attention. With that experience in mind, I can easily imagine that the temple in Jerusalem wasn't a great place to pray. The scene that greeted Jesus as he entered the temple must have been quite chaotic. All around the outer court of the temple were salesmen changing money for foreigners and selling cattle and birds for sacrifice. There would have been salesmen calling out to attract the attention of potential buyers. There would have been a constant hubbub from cattle and birds, squawking, the clink of coins changing hands, and the constant babble of voices as people negotiated prices and bartered and bargained. And can you just imagine trying to pray in that environment? It must have been next to impossible. And that's what makes Jesus so angry. He's not angry simply because people were selling things, because after all, God's law required that people offer sacrifices to God, and so there needed to be places where those people who had journeyed from far off could buy an animal to sacrifice. That wasn't the problem. No, Jesus was angry because of where these people had chosen to do their business. Inside the temple courts, in the very place where God was meant to be worshipped and where people could come before him in prayer, it had become impossible to worship and pray there. And so the Bible tells us Jesus drove out the animals and overturned the tables where people were doing business. And as Jesus does so, he says something very interesting. He says, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers"? Jesus uses a quote from Isaiah 56 to let people know that he wants the temple to be a house of prayer for all nations. You know, in Jesus' day, devout Jews who were waiting for the Saviour promised in the Old Testament were expecting a conquering hero. They expected someone who would clear Israel of all foreign invaders. They expected someone who would expel the nations from God's land. But when Jesus comes, he does the exact opposite. He expels the Jewish traders in the temple so that the foreigners can worship. The tradesmen were doing their business in the courtyard reserved for Gentiles to come and pray, and Jesus clears them out so that it can be a house of prayer for all nations. You see, Jesus is intent on bringing the nations in to God's kingdom, not shutting foreigners out. This is great news for us, isn't it? The message of the Lenten season, the message of Easter, is that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. He died to bring the nations back to God. And we can see that agenda clearly on display here as Jesus restores the temple to be a house of prayer for the nations. In these few verses from Mark, we see that in Jesus we have a Saviour who longs to bring the outsiders into his family. In Jesus we have a Saviour who restores worship and prayer. In other words, in Jesus we have a Saviour who makes a relationship with God possible again. Isn't that something worth celebrating this Easter? Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring you our worship today, for you alone are the Holy God, and you are worthy of all our praise. We praise you for your never-ending faithfulness and mercy. Your limitless love is beyond our understanding. Thank you for Jesus, for through him alone we are able to enter your presence. Thank you that you have not just allowed us into your presence, but you draw us in with your loving arms. Thank you for these verses which remind us of your holiness and your desire for us to come before your throne in prayer. We are so sorry for the times we have let a million and one things prevent us from coming to you. Please forgive us and please help us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who helps us daily and reminds us to come into your presence. Thank you also for your love for all nations. Even in St. Ninian's Community Church, which is small and is based in Scotland, it has links with so many other countries, to name but a few. England, Venezuela, Ireland, Australia, and Albania. And we pray for all these countries, for our friends, for our family, workmates, and neighbours. And we pray that you would help us be like shining stars, pointing those from every background who don't know you to Jesus, so that they too may come before you in worship. We pray this for your glory, in Jesus' name.